The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
we're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Well, good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, January 24, 2023. Weather for today, well, it's looking good for the first half of the day, and then it looks like maybe some rain coming in here tonight and into Wednesday. More on that in just a minute. And what is ahead? I'm Valerie Vining. He is Richard Dixon, and we are glad that you're a part of the Dixon and Vining Show to get this Tuesday morning started.
Yeah, man. Oh, boy. It looks like it's going to be early good, but then later not so. But what is it, like 11 o'clock tonight, they're saying that maybe we're going to get some rain in here?
That's what it looks like. Yeah, all this is coming from the west. And, of course, some of that buildup of the moisture and the possibility of tornadoes, that's coming from, you know, the Gulf. Mm-hmm. But, yes, later tonight, Dave Nussbaum from CBS 42 and some other meteorologists and the National Weather Service says, later this evening, 10, 11 o'clock for central Alabama, we'll get some of that rain. But South Alabama is where the real concern is.
The action is.
Yep, that's
where it's
where
the
it's
possibility
at.
Of the severe thunderstorms and the tornadic activity.
I don't
which
want
is
no
a
part of that.
Fancy way of saying tornadoes.
Yep.
Yeah.
They said wind gusts possibly, and this was, a couple of the, I think it was the National Weather Service, it said 70 mile per hour winds were not
Woo.
Out of the question.
Woo.
That's some strong winds.
You know, I'll tell you, I lived in Oklahoma for 5 years, and the standard wind speed there was 30 miles per hour.
Standard. Like, it was always...
It was a normal day.
Oh, God.
30 miles per hour, because there was nothing to stop it, mm-hmm. okay? I mean, like, I don't know if you've ever been in southwest Oklahoma, but there's just nothing to do there. Every once in a while, you can pile the family into the car, go visit the tree. Which is nice. But yeah,
that was just, the outing for the day.
There is just nothing to stop the wind from coming at you. So 30 miles an hour and gusts up to 60 miles an hour was really the norm. And it took me, after I moved from there to Montgomery, Alabama, it took me 3 days to realize the wind had stopped blowing. I was like, there's something different. Oh, right. It's
there's
not
no wind.
Windy. This is new and interesting. So, now, when it hits 70, I'm like, Oklahoma. I don't miss it.
It's very concerning. And this winter is so weird for us because we'll get those really warm days. And if you're down at the beach, you could easily, you know, depending upon the way the wind is blowing, if it's coming up off the Gulf, you know, then you start getting those little bit warmer temperatures. It's cold out this morning. I woke up, frost on the windshield. It's right now in Birmingham, 28 degrees.
Yeah.
So that it's weird when you start saying there's a possibility of tornadoes in South Alabama, and I'm looking and it's 28 degrees.
It seems unlikely.
It doesn't seem like
and
that
yet,
quite works.
If you look at the way that the weather, and I barely understand these things, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a meteorologist, But I know what the red line with the little flags on it means, mm-hmm. and the blue line with the little flags on it means. And the red line has apparently passed through us, and the blue line is headed for us. So the warm front has moved through, the cold front coming this way, and it makes sense that if you have that heated air that suddenly gets slammed into by the cold air, boom, you got your thunderstorms. I don't know if suddenly John Madden showed up. boom, you got thunderstorms. Well, you know the thing, the thunderstorms, boom. Yeah, I don't do a John Madden. But anyway, a lot of stuff we're going to be talking about today. A farm group investigating or wanting to investigate the high price of eggs.
Oh,
isn't that the point at which you're kind of like, wait, you're the farm people. Don't you have answers?
You better be telling us what's going on with those eggs now that they're limiting the amount that you can purchase and you can find them.
Hello?
Yeah, forget about
what's
the price.
What's going on here?
We're almost at the point it doesn't matter what the price is. Good luck, you know, in some places finding them. Like
you
I said, I've been to the big box store and, you know, you could buy a couple of things, of crates of them, and now it's like, oh, limit that to two. I'm sorry, you can only have two. I'm going to have to take that third one
two
from
eggs?
You.
They don't let you have two eggs?
Two of the cartons.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you'd have to go every day at this point. I need two eggs, please. I'm baking a cake.
Because that's usually what I do. When I go in there, not to bake a cake, I buy two of the, I think it's 28 that are in it, something like that, because we blow through eggs in our family big time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got a kid there who's all about the protein.
Good gracious. Yeah, about 10 eggs go in the blender.
I have had the, really?
Well, is maybe he, not that many. I'm exaggerating.
He's not doing the Sylvester Stallone thing.
No.
Okay. You.
But he does do like protein shakes and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's skinny as a rail. No matter what he eats, and eats a lot, you still got to do protein shakes to build anything.
Lacrosse, burning
you're burning
fat
that off.
Keeping the muscles coming and all that good stuff. Makes sense. Yeah, but this is somewhat similar to not that long ago when the price of beef was going sky high.
I remember it.
And we were like, hey, you ranchers, you got to straighten this out. And the ranchers were like,
it's not us.
We're not making any more off the cows than we were before. Like, we take the cows in, and they just give us the same price. So somebody's getting that cut. It ain't us.
No.
I don't know what the deal is. Somewhere along the way, the price gets a little higgledy-piggledy.
Yeah, a little bit of that bird flu involved. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen egg prices quite as high as they are right now.
The M&M spokes candies have been fired or at least laid off.
Come on, people. Come on. They are M&Ms.
I'm concerned.
Are you kidding me?
I'm a little concerned about the yellow M&M because he's not that bright, and I don't think he's going to find other work.
Y'all,
you know?
This is all based off of cartoon shoes.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about, cartoon shoes.
Well, they claim that they burned the internet down where they changed the shoes, and I'm like, I don't think that's true.
No, I'm pretty sure
nobody burned down the internet over the chocolate candy shoes.
No.
I mean, we mentioned it here on this show, and we were all like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Like, sorry. Never really
been. Make the shoe, I don't know, put the stilettos on them or the boots or whatever it is you want to do, but come on, really? I think that this is M&M doing this.
This is like when IHOP changed their name to IHOB, International House of Burgers. You're like, that's not real.
No.
We all know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
April Fool.
Yeah. We got a little bit of entertainment news coming your way. A change in the booth at Auburn. We're going to be talking about that. Stevie Nicks tickets. Details on how you can win World of Wheels tickets.
Yeah, that's coming before you know it.
I've always enjoyed the World of Wheels. Every time I've ever gone, because they've got some very cool vehicles there. I've had friends that have had their vehicles highlighted and spotlighted at the World of Wheels because they put a lot of effort and time into making these things, or money. You know, in some cases, just they pay someone else and go, fix this. But it doesn't matter. It looks, you know, always impressive when it's done. But there is sort of a moment, and Adam West, I think, was one of the guys who said, you know, you wear the same costume long enough, you end up at the World of Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
And he did. He ended up at the World of Wheels signing autographs next to the Batmobile, okay? Uh-huh. So when I heard that Jimmy J.J. Dynamite Walker was appearing there, I was
like,
you
going to see Jimmy?
I am not.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah. I hear he's a really nice guy.
I got to interview him a couple of times. He appeared at the Comedy Club Stardome. People don't know this, but he worked in talk radio in New York for a really long time with a guy named Bob Grant.
Right.
Who, if there really is a godfather of talk radio, it's Bob Grant.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Bob Grant really kind of, Rush Limbaugh learned at his knee how to do it. And Bob was a bit on the harsh side, and he would hang up on people, and he was gruff. But he was very conservative. And so Jimmy, J.J. Dynamite Walker, sort of adopted those principles. So a lot of people don't know this. J.J. is a Republican. J.J. is all about the GOP. Yeah. He doesn't really, you know, broadcast that, but he keeps it on the DL because he wants to keep working, I guess, in Hollywood and get those, I don't know, what is it, extended car warranty commercials, or is it the health care?
It's the health care commercials.
That, yeah. For the health, you can never tell. Either he's telling people to sell gold.
Yeah, gold is a big one.
Or he's getting people on Medicare, Medicare supplement. Or he's doing extended car warranty commercials. Those are pretty much your three options when you reach a certain age.
Yep, that's it. So, the World of Wheels, there are going to be some fun things to see. Our own Leland Whaley will be down there on Friday, and that's going to be February the 3rd, I believe
yeah,
it
February
is. February
3rd.
Yeah. 2 to 6 probably for his show. He's going to be broadcasting down there. So
most
look out for him.
Excellent.
You can get a picture with Kit, the Knight Rider car.
Oh, man.
If you really want to do that.
Now, you want to talk about, I said Jimmy or J.J. Dynamite Walker has to be there, but he is at least sitting at a table. William Daniels is going to be hiding inside of Kit providing the voice.
Oh, yeah, really?
That's,
oh, yeah, that would
Mr.
be cool.
Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World
yes.
actually has to sit inside of that thing, and he's like 90, so it's rough. This is what happens if you don't take good care of your retirements, kids.
You really need to do that.
612 Dixon Dividing, Talk99.5, Talk99.5.com. Stead Denson and Fuller, my insurance agent, should be yours. If you're not using a local independent insurance agency, find out about the difference when you make the switch to Stead Denson and Fuller. 414-1476. They're on Crescent Avenue in Homewood. They're a phone call away. You can also find them online at steadandfuller.com. Valerie will have all the headlines for us, or at least the top three things you need to know about when we return in mere moments. Hit. He only had two really good ones. This was one of them. The other was I Want to Kiss the Bride.
What's the year on this? Early 70s?
I want to say it's early 80s.
Is it early 80s?
What do you got, Steve? Anything? Any idea at all?
77 was the one that came to mind. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Now, you're right. I seem to remember listening to it in high school, so 77 does make more sense than 80s. Absolutely. Nick Lowe's still out there working, by the way. Produced a lot of Elvis Costello albums. He was a... big one. What do we got?
78.
Right there in the zone,
in the
baby.
Middle. We're in the middle there, Richard.
That's right. We'll compromise.
I guess early 70s, you did it early 80s. Bam. Dixon Man, that's what makes us great, Richard.
That's what makes us great.
Yeah.
It's Dixon and Vining, Talk99.5, Talk99.5.com.
Folks, we got the rain coming. Yes, we will be talking more and more about it. It is going to be one of those days that especially South Alabama is going to have to keep an eye on. With the potential of tornadoes. But when we talk about wet weather, and that's going to be for us as well, we start thinking about those of you that maybe have water coming into your home. That is not what you want. That water is not supposed to be there. It's not supposed to be in the crawl space. It's not supposed to be in the basement. There's not supposed to be mildew on the walls, and there's not supposed to be that awful smell that's in your basement. If that is the case at your home, I want you to reach out to BeDry today, and let's get it fixed. And why BeDry? Well, know this. That they have been in business for over 60 years. That's a lot of customers and a lot of satisfied people that know that there is no longer water coming into their home. So they're going to stop at all five ways that it can enter your foundation. If you have cracking in the foundation of your home, that can become a very serious problem too, and they can fix that as well. Ask them about their strongest lifetime warranty in the business. They've got it. 12 months interest-free and no payments for 12 months. So get that free quote today at BeDry, 942-1976. You can find them online, BeDryAlabama.com, but don't put it off. BeDry is who you want to reach out to, 942-1976 or BeDryAlabama.com.
And now it's Dixon and Vining's top three things you need to know today.
So something's going on in California because we have another shooting there, and this is very serious. In Northern California, it happened yesterday, leaving seven people dead. That shooting occurred about 2:20 p.m. at two farms, and the suspect is now in custody. The first shooting happened, get this, at a mushroom farm where authorities found four dead. A short time later, deputies responded to a shooting near the Rice Trucking Soil Farm, where they found three more people deceased. The 67-year-old male shooter turned himself into authorities. The weapon that he used apparently in the shooting spree was found in his vehicle. He was a worker at one of the farms, but the motive is unknown at this time.
Yeah, it's weird. They say that there's some belief that all of these people are members of the same family or the same group of some kind. I don't know. Turning himself in is a strong turn of phrase when it comes to this, because police found him in his vehicle and kind of negotiated him out of it rather than him shooting himself with the gun that he had in hand. So I guess you could say, yeah, okay, he gave himself up, which is good. There was a woman on hand, somebody who was a part of a Health and Human Services, I guess, who was walking toward her car in a parking lot, and police said, ma'am, step away from the vehicle. And she's like, okay. And then they approached the SUV next to her, and that's where the guy was. Mm. And she stepped behind a tree and did what any good American would do, filmed the entire thing. And she said, I was very impressed by the professionalism of the police and the way that they managed to get this guy out of the vehicle, and it ended without incident. And I was like, oh, there's a happy ending you won't see on the news.
You'll never see this guy again. No. He's going to jail for a very, very long time.
He should. Another older guy. He's like in his late 60s.
67.
He was 67 years.
Just
what
weird.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. The other one yesterday was 72.
Do you reach a certain point, especially in the Asian community, because this guy is Asian, you reach a certain point where you're like, well, nothing left to live for. May as well go ahead and do what I've had on my mind all this time.
I just don't get it. And if it's family members, all the more, you know, leave them alone. If you are that upset about something, you know, you figure it out. Maybe go someplace else.
Get past it.
Get beyond it.
Move along.
I do not get this. Authorities in Des Moines are investigating a shooting that left two students dead and an adult, believed to be maybe a teacher. This happened just before 1 p.m. on Monday at Starts Right Here, which is a nonprofit organization helping at-risk youth and has been a partner with Des Moines Public School System for the last 2 years. About 20 after the shooting, three suspects were taken into custody following this traffic stop. One of the three initially jumped out of the car during the traffic stop and fled on foot, but was apprehended. So they have the three people that they believe were responsible for this in custody. But just a really sad situation where you've got a school that's trying to help, you know, kids that maybe need that extra attention, so to say, and then this happens.
Yeah, the little-known fact is that when you're dealing with at-risk kids, you are also at risk.
Yes.
Part of the problem right there.
And our last thing is this. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said it's not out of the realm of possibilities that he may run for president. What do you think about that?
I think it's an idiotic idea, and I doubt that it's going to happen. How about that?
Well, that's what he said on Meet the Press, that when he was asked over the weekend, that he may run. Who knows?
Yeah.
Crazier things have happened in the world.
I'll pass. Mr. Bugs is going to take care of the insects in and around your home, mrbuggs.com. You know, they've got proprietary juices and poisons and things of that nature, plus great techs. You're going to get the same tech every single time at your home because they have long-term employees. I've had Dave now for 4 years, and he is just the absolute best. Love him, love them, love the price, love the service, love the work they do. Termite bonding, mosquito reduction, and small rodents, too. Mr. Bugs, 941-6252. Call him. I don't know about you. Hey, it's Dixon Divining. Talk 99.5. Talk 99.5.com. I am counting the days until we are consistently warm. I mean, you know, it's on and off here. It's going to be a little cool later this week. We got some rain coming in once again Sunday, Monday of next week. And, you know, it's so iffy during the winter months. But I'm a day counter. I'm kind of like, okay, we're 7 weeks away. We can do this. We can make this happen. Once we get to that warmth in mid-March, we're going to be okay.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, Richard. It'll fly by. And once it starts to get warm, you want to be out on Lake Logan Martin on a beautiful Silver Wave pontoon or StarCraft boat powered by a Suzuki engine, and you can get that at Rodney's Marine. And wow, did we see some beautiful boats this past weekend at the boat show at the BJCC when we were down there with Rodney.
Rodney had some great stuff out there that was, you know, I wanted all of them.
I
sat down on the least expensive one. I was like, I want this. And then I got to the most expensive one. I was like, I want this one too. I want both. Can I put the least expensive one on the most expensive one? And then we can just drive both of them around. That would be truly awesome. Just a wonderful array. He's got a lot more back at the shop, by the way, and more on order. So the supply chain issues that have been kind of the bugaboo over the course of the past 2 years, done.
Yeah, Rodney can get you what you need if he doesn't already have it on his lot, and odds are he does. Here's what you do. You call him, 525-1500. If you're thinking about getting a boat, and do, because there's nothing more fun than being on the lake with your family and the kids and everything. Call him, 525-1500. Talk to him about boats or go see him. He's out there again, Lake Logan Martin, Highway 231, rodneysmarine.com. You can also find out some more information, rodneysmarine.com.
634, I don't know if you've noticed, of course, KJP has always depended upon her binder. But recently, the president has begun to carry one around. He actually, when asked about the document situation, opened up a binder.
And had to go to the certain tab.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's that information is.
Doc scandal. It said right there on the tab. He turned it over. And I've often thought, what if we had one of those?
Have you noticed that whenever the president or his press secretary are asked an uncomfortable question, they immediately go to a handy binder for a quick and distracting answer?
We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. There's no there there. Thank you.
Wouldn't it be great if we could do that in our everyday lives? Well, now you can! Introducing the Biden Binder. Whenever you're faced with a question you'd rather not answer, just open up the Biden Binder for an instant snappy retort.
Johnson, have you been embezzling money from this company?
Sure, Americans are concerned with inflation, and it's a topic that needs to be addressed with a long, sustained investigation.
Herman, have you been sleeping with that hoochie-coochie girl from the coffee house?
It is necessary to maintain a dialogue with those in charge, so many meetings have been planned to hammer out disagreements. I do not regret what I have done.
Son, didn't I tell you to take the garbage out to the end of the driveway?
Dad, I'm very serious about the garbage, but it is safer in the garage with the Corvette.
The Biden Binder. Quick diversionary quips at your fingertips.
Get yours today.
Spiegel catalog.
Yeah. Chicago, Illinois, 609.
Yes. How stark contrast it is between Biden and the binder and Donald Trump in front of reporters for 2 hours answering every question until pretty much they ran out of questions to ask.
To the point where they were like, Mr. President, we're tired of
you. Yeah, we're done.
Go away, stop talking.
No binder needed.
He would regularly get in trouble because he wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
You know, he could not stop talking. Biden, on the other hand, has spent a grand total of 45 seconds addressing this document issue. After they found some more the other day, now the FBI is looking at Rehoboth as a possible location for more documents. And it's finally beginning to get out. I mean, even the New York Times yesterday, which speaks volumes about this, by the way, because all of this legacy media has been covering for this guy since day one. I mean, you're looking at this going, the man is suffering from dementia. Why is no one in the media talking about it? Yet, strangely enough, the New York Times points out, the White House didn't invite the FBI in for a search. The FBI said, we'd like to search your house. And they said, okay. So the way that it's being phrased by the Biden administration invited him to come. No, that's not what happened. Not at all. And if the New York Times is saying that and the Washington Post is saying that, there's a little turn in the world.
Yeah, there's a give up with coming, and it is there. And they hate to admit, yes, we were all in for Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, and everything that he's done. But how do you get to this point and you're still defending anything that he's doing?
It's amazing to me. Look, there are folks out there who continue. I mean, I see him on Twitter all the time. Joe Biden is the best president of the ever. I'm like,
you're just going to say that forever. You can't point to a single thing.
Everybody, and I mean everybody, is worse off under this guy. You cannot find an American who says, oh, yes, I'm way better off than I was before COVID. You know, you can't find anybody who is, you know, prices are ridiculously high. The inflation, we're talking about these eggs. Oh. And now a U.S. farm group calling for a probe of the high egg prices. And they're saying, we don't have anything to do with it. There's one, like, really big egg distributor that says, well, it's not us either. Cal-Maine Foods is the group. And they control 20% of the retail egg market. And while quarterly sales were up 110%, somehow gross profits were up more than 600%.
Hello.
How does that happen? How are your gross sales up 110% and your profits up 600%?
Something is not jiving here.
Something does not add up, yes, in my opinion, because you're going to the egg farmers. And the egg farmers, they have a disposable product. You know, I mean, when you reach the freshness date on those eggs, it's over for them. All you can do is whip them at your enemies' houses.
That's right.
It's the only go. Remember when toilet paper and eggs were so inexpensive, we could throw them at people's houses?
Absolutely. Wrap it up with paper and throw the eggs.
We tossed them at the homes of our enemies. Those were the days.
But left a total mess.
I got 18. Actually, now I have 14 in my fridge. And I'm keeping them. I'm going to put them on eBay. I know what I got. No lowballers here.
Yeah. The price of them is, I've never seen anything like it. Where we were, mm-hmm, just 6 months ago, and now the price of and the gas is going back up.
It is.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Gas prices on the rise.
Paid over $3 again yesterday.
Come on.
What are we coloring for Easter this year?
I don't know. We're going to use plastic eggs. We're not using the real thing.
You can't plastic eggs.
No, they come already colors.
Yes, they're already colored. That's it.
Yeah, that's how you
go. So we're going to hurt the dye industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're eggs of color. That's what we call them.
Yeah. I don't think we're using real eggs.
So Paws is going to go out of business? Is that what you're suggesting, Steve?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Maybe this Easter they might.
Because, you know, those little color tabs that you drop into the cup with the vinegar, those things must set you back a mint.
I'm sure they do.
I think the whole coloring kit is 99 cents even today.
That's a pretty good bar. I don't know, though.
Still probably
they might go up on the price of those kits.
Well, they may as well.
They may as well go ahead
and shaft us. We're getting shafted by everything else.
Jump on in.
I mean, from now on, I mean, when I go to the grocery store now, it's no longer a case of, I bet I could pay cash for this. I try to keep a little cash in my wallet at any given time. Nope. The card comes out every single time.
It's
every single time.
You go in thinking, okay, I need just a handful of things. I don't even need one of those little baskets to carry, because mm-hmm, I just need these few things. And then you get up to the register and you go, how much for these few things that I just got? What?
See, this is how I know you're not a guy.
Oh.
Because I walk in and go, I don't need a basket. I'm good. And by the time I get up to the register, I am fumbling with 19 items that I'm holding in my arms like a squiggly baby.
Should have gotten a basket.
I'm just like, why didn't I get the basket?
Should have got the basket.
I kept seeing things that looked so good.
Yeah, if I'm going into the store for one thing, I know, I have to go get ketchup, okay? So I need ketchup. I'm going to the store to get, I will not get a basket. But if I'm I need one or two things or three, got to have the basket, because there's going to end up being 10 things in that basket.
Yeah,
you always end up getting more.
You're good. You shop like a guy. You
you
go to a store
proud of that.
A mission.
I do.
Ketchup. Where's the ketchup?
Got
to find the ketchup. Mm-hmm. It's in the aisle with the pickle, relish, and the mustard. Mm-hmm. I know where it is. It's near the A1. I've seen it before. There it is. Ketchup. What do I want? I want the Heinz. I want the upside down one so it doesn't, you know, when you do it. Okay. And then you're out.
That's it.
Me, I'm these pickles look good.
Mm.
You have pickles at home. I know, but I don't have these pickles. These are different pickles.
Favorite pickles? What are they?
I should have. I tried something a couple of weeks ago. I bought them, and I can't for the life of me remember where. I want to say it was at a Walmart. Could have been Publix. Famous Dave's sweet and spicy dill pickles.
Huh. Sounds good.
Out of this world. Out of this world. Not cheap. But now I'm like, I
so
have to find those again.
So you stepped up your game in pickles is
I
what
did.
You're saying,
and
huh?
Then, and a friend of mine did something really mean for Christmas. Really mean. Do you know what Moose Munch is?
No idea.
It's a, it's a type of popcorn that's drizzled with like caramel and
okay,
or chocolate.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
And there's
yes.
nuts in there and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I've seen this stuff around. And I'm like, I would like to try that. And then I pick up the bag and I look at the price and go, $6? I think not. And I put it away. And I've never purchased a bag of Moose Munch as much as I've been interested in. Well, he gave me some for Christmas, which just showed up on Sunday.
Uh-oh, and now you're addicted.
And it's a small container, and I've tried some, and I'm like, I'm breaking out the $6 next time. Next time I see this,
Moose Munch.
The $6 is coming, yeah, right out of my pocket. I got to have the Moose Munch. Parrot Structural Services taking great care of your foundation. They are licensed, bonded, insured, and E-Verify compliant, which is a nice switch from other foundation companies. They are also more than happy to tell one of their favorite things to do is to tell you you don't have a problem. You know, I mean, others will try to find something. Oh, we got to figure out a way to get some money out of this guy. That's not how it works with Parrot Structural. They come out for that free estimate. If there's nothing wrong, they will tell you there is nothing wrong. On the other hand, they also say get a structural engineer just to back us up and make sure, because if we are wrong about this, then, you know, you're going to be in serious trouble. They're never wrong. Don't worry about it. But they do want to make sure that you are 100% comfortable with what you've got going on. Parrot Structural Services, 668-2626. Foundation repairs can be costly, but they are absolutely worth it because otherwise your house falls in and then you got nothing. 668-2626. 668-2626. ParrotSS.com on the World Wide Web. Parrot Structural Services. They are our guys. Some cool stuff that is happening locally. We know we got Stevie Nicks coming to town.
Yes, we do.
Got those tickets in about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Another big concert event announced yesterday. If you haven't heard it, we'll share it with you next.
With Dixon and Vining, you guys, you can always reach us 545-9950. Know that number that you can call it or you can text it if that is more convenient for you. We always love to hear from you. Speaking of texting, I reached out last night. I ran across this. I follow Ghost of the Orange Bowl on social media, on Facebook, and it popped up. It was a picture of Miami Dolphins football coach Don Shula in a Lazy Boy. And this thing was from the 1970s. And I had to send it to John Lanius at Lanius Furniture. I was like, do you see this Lazy Boy and how they have changed and how absolutely wonderful what you have at Lanius Furniture compared to that thing? And we both got a chuckle out of it last night. But if you're looking for a Lazy Boy, they really are unbelievable to sit and watch your favorite game. Maybe you're watching something on Netflix. Go check it out at Lanius Furniture. He's got over 1,000 Lazy Boys in stock, and you can load it up in your vehicle and take it home. Or if you want to buy a bunch of them, maybe you've got that theater room, he can have them delivered to your house. But he's got the selection, the quality, and the great prices at Lanius Furniture. And anything else you need for your home, from mattresses to living room furniture, sofas, outdoor patio furniture, just go see him for a short drive up there to Lanius Furniture to see it for yourself. Off Highway 31 in Warrior, you check it out for yourself. Lanius, L-A-U-N-I-U-S, LaniusFurnitureCompany.com.
652, and it's Dixon and Vining, Talk995, Talk995.com. Quiz for Valerie. What is the number one issue facing Americans today?
Number one issue facing Americans today.
What do you think?
I would say inflation or the economy.
Inflation, economy. Very mm-hmm. good. Very good. If you had to pick a number two, what do you think it would be? Crime, maybe?
Yeah, that's probably very high on the list.
That'd be
I would
up
say
there.
That. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Number three, possibly.
Maybe the southern border.
Southern
what's happening
border
there?
Would be down there. So, mm-hmm. What's the Senate talking about today? Do you know?
I don't know.
The Taylor Swift ticket scandal. That's right. That's what the Senate is going to be holding hearings on. The Taylor Swift ticket scandal. Some people had to pay too much for Taylor Swift tickets. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Ticketmaster / Live Nation.
We better take a day for this.
This is what we're talking about.
I love
about.
It. I bring it up because Brooks and Dunn are bringing their reboot tour to the BJCC.
All right.
Coming up on May the 18th. I really want to see this show.
And Scotty McCreery with them. Scotty's very talented.
He, of course, from American Idol originally. But great voice, great sound, great look. I have overindulged this January. And so these tickets go on sale on Friday. You know, I will most likely get the, here's the code, Richard. You can buy them on Thursday. And it's going to be like, the well is dry.
Oh.
I'm done. I really would like to go see Brooks and Dunn, but it's not going to happen. If anybody would like to buy me Brooks and Dunn tickets.
Wow.
I'm giving you the opportunity to now do something nice for your favorite radio talk show.
You're hoping for some real love there, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
May 18th at Legacy Arena.
Yeah.
Should be good.
I mean,
I would love to see him.
I don't know what it is. I love some 90s country. There's just something, and Brooks and Dunn absolutely fits the bill. You know, they broke up in 2010, and that lasted all of 5 years. And both of them were like, this is not working for us. Neither had Big John Rich, Big Kenny and John Rich. They were each trying to do solo things, and then they went, okay, this sucks. Back together. Stadium tour. Back together again. This is Reboot is a bunch of their old classic great songs done with new country artists. So they're kind of like trios, you know?
I like it.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Something very entertaining.
It's going to be a great show. Mm-hmm. And I can hardly wait for someone to buy me tickets. Help me out. Come on. Help a brother out here.
Mr. First Class.
Yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. It's part of the problem right there. If I hadn't been blowing my money on first class tickets, I'd have Brooks and Dunn
money. You might be able to afford
money.
Some tickets.
That could be it.
Maybe Ticketmaster can help you out there, Richard.
I chose poorly. 6:55. News time.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen. Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.